Like rain on a cold window, these thoughts pattered against the hard surface of the incontrovertible truth, which was that he must die. I must die. It must end. Ron and Hermione seemed a long way away, in a far-off country. He felt as though he had parted from them long ago. There would be no goodbyes and no explanations, he was determined of that. This was a journey they could not take together, and the attempts they would make to stop him would waste valuable time. He looked down at the battered gold watch he had received on his 17th birthday. Nearly half of the hour allotted by Voldemort for his surrender had elapsed. He stood up. His heart was leaping against his ribs like a frantic bird. Perhaps it knew it had little time left. Perhaps it was determined to fulfill a lifetime's beats before the end. He did not look back as he closed the office door. The castle was empty. He felt ghostly, striding through it alone, as if he had already died. The portrait people were still missing from their frames. The whole place was eerily still, as if all its remaining lifeblood were concentrated in the great hall, where the dead and the mourners were crammed. Harry pulled the invisibility cloak over himself and descended through the floors, at last walking down the marble staircase into the entrance hall. Perhaps some tiny part of him hoped to be sensed, to be seen, to be stopped. But the cloak was, as ever, impenetrable, perfect, and he reached the front doors easily. Then Neville nearly walked into him. He was one half of a pair that was carrying a body in from the grounds. Harry glanced down and felt another dull blow to his stomach. Colin Creevy, though underage, must have sneaked back just as Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle had done. He was tiny in death.
"You know what? I can manage him alone, Neville," said Oliver Wood, and he heaved Colin over his shoulder in a fireman's lift and carried him into the great hall.
Neville leaned against the doorframe for a moment and wiped his forehead with the back of his hand. He looked like an old man. Then he set off down the steps again into the darkness to recover more bodies. Harry took one glance back at the entrance of the great hall. People were moving around, trying to comfort each other, drinking, kneeling beside the dead, but he could not see any of the people he loved. No hint of Hermione, Ron, Ginny, or any of the other Weasleys. No Luna. He felt he would have given all the time remaining to him for just one last look at them. But then, would he ever have the strength to stop looking? It was better like this. He moved down the steps and out into the darkness. It was nearly 4 in the morning, and the deathly stillness of the grounds felt as though they were holding their breath, waiting to see whether he could do what he must. Harry moved toward Neville, who was bending over another body.
"Neville! Blimey, Harry, you nearly gave me heart failure."
Harry had pulled off the cloak. The idea had come to him out of nowhere, born out of a desire to make absolutely sure.
"Where are you going alone?"
Neville asked suspiciously.
"It's all part of the plan," said Harry. "There's something I've got to do. Listen, Neville." "Harry?"
Neville looked suddenly scared.
"Harry, you're not thinking of handing yourself over?"
"No," Harry lied easily. "Course not. This is something else, but I might be out of sight for a while. You know Voldemort's snake, Neville? He's got a huge snake. Calls it Nagini."
"I've heard, yeah. What about it?"
"It's got to be killed. Ron and Hermione know that, but just in case they..." The awfulness of that possibility smothered him for a moment, made it impossible to keep talking. But he pulled himself together again. This was crucial. He must be like Dumbledore, keep a cool head, make sure there were backups, others to carry on. Dumbledore had died knowing that 3 people still knew about the Horcruxes. Now Neville would take Harry's place. There would still be 3 in the secret.
"Just in case they're busy, and you get the chance, kill the snake?"
"Kill the snake," Harry repeated.
"All right, Harry. You're okay, are you?"
"I'm fine. Thanks, Neville."